Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
Impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends? This is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That is Scott Bogman. I am Chris Welch, and you are depressed. I'm sorry you're depressed because you guys just lost your top quarterback. We're totally not going to talk. We're going to talk about it in the next hour because it's totally not because we recorded it out of order or anything like that. It's just because let's get all the depression out right now and completely pretend like the next hour it doesn't exist, so we need to talk about it. But Patrick Mahomes on Thursday Night Football, it's always a danger because we recorded our In This League Fantasy Football podcast Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon before the game dropped. And there's always the danger something significant can happen. That went down on Thursday. Huge, huge news as the top quarterback in the NFL goes down. And we're going to talk about that, of course. But we want to tell you guys, you can always catch this show live on iHeartRadio. You can get that app or listen on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. If you missed any of it, maybe you're doing it right now. You can listen on the podcast format anywhere podcasts are. Spotify, iHeart as well, iTunes. It's always there. And make sure you're tweeting at us. Make sure you're tweeting at FNTSY that you're digging the show. And you can find both of us on Twitter at IsItTheWelch and at Bogman Sports. Amongst many of the things that are going on in our world, you guys know where to find us. But the big news is... everybody tweeted at me about the video of them popping his, like, kneecap back into place. First off, you people are gross. No one was tweeting at me or messaging me about the video, but they were like, oh, well, you see this? No, I refused to watch it immediately because Patrick Mahomes dislocated his kneecap in the game. They popped it back in place. Ooh, yeah, he was able to walk off, but... The major question that is sitting with us now here, Bogman, is that we got the best case scenario that there was no big structural damage. And it's kind of a couple weeks in to see. But there's kind of a collective thought process now that we've been able to digest it a little bit that Patrick Mahomes' fantasy impact might be done. He does not necessarily he's done as a Chief, but with an upcoming, they've got a relatively tough fantasy playoff schedule. There's a bye week in there. I don't know how much they're going to want to press him to come back. The significance
Patriots,
of
Patriots, Broncos, Bears, by the way,
in the playoffs
is that
week 16 is the Bears. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Week 16 is at Chicago, week 14 at New England. And then in the in-between is the Denver game here. But I think the big issue here, the Welsh, is that, you know, Matt Stafford had this dislocated kneecap. I think the people kept saying in 2009, he missed a month, which would be the next four games. Then the bye week,
yep.
Which would put him back in week 13.
And then that is 1 week before the playoffs, which then in the fantasy playoffs, he goes into an absolutely crucial and critical time that ends with the Bears. So here's the thing. Is he done for the season? No. Well, you know, you got the best case scenario. So if you drafted him, you're good to go. But is it worth holding on at this point? You know, best case scenario we're looking at is he gets 5 weeks of rest. And what did you say? He comes back week 13?
Yeah, week 13 against the Raiders.
That's your best case scenario, assuming nothing else happens. But he comes back into a really rough time. Is it worth... I'm not saying you don't go cut Patrick Mahomes. There's no reason for that. But is it worth holding on if there's an opportunity to get out from under at this point? There are people that will be willing to take that risk because he's going to come back.
Right. I think if you can trade Patrick Mahomes now, make your team a little bit better in the overall, it's absolutely worth it. That's what
like
I would do.
Like anything at this point or?
Not anything, but, you know, if you need that running back, if you need a third wide receiver, you know, if you can get a quarterback that's playing plus whatever that thing is that you're missing as far as depth goes, especially with,
I have to be low.
What are you calling it? Bi-Mageddon?
Oh, bi-week apocalypse.
By week apocalypse
and week 10.
So I think Bi-Mageddon's a different thing.
That's a category.
But I think that get that figured out, and I would trade him if I would. But I think the bigger thing here than even just missing Patrick Mahomes is the rest of the fallout.
Yeah, like, that is more important.
Are you also trading Travis Kelce? You know, are you moving Tyreek Hill? Now those wide receivers like Hardman and Robinson and Watkins all become kind of worthless. And now we really are relying on that running game in Kansas City. So, I mean,
well, let's break it down player by player real quick, because Patrick Mahomes himself is kind of easy to deal with. There's a collective. I think there will be people that are dropping. I think there are people that are going to be dropping just simply because of the injury. The more logical situation here is you just sit them on your bench, though there are a lot of people in 12-team leagues, Boggs, that don't like to hold on to backup quarterbacks. It's taking up. This is what's so, okay, maybe I'm turning this into a different piece before we get to the players. With bye week apocalypse coming up, makes it even harder to hold on to an injured player, assuming you don't have an IR. If you have an injured reserve, you can just throw them on there, you're good to go. But if you don't have an injury spot, makes it even tougher to hold on to a backup quarterback when you're going through bye week apocalypse. You might be put to the test, and that's why you might see some drops of Patrick Mahomes. But if you can move on from him for a low cost, and I was trying to build a scenario here, Boggs, what if you could get Matthew Stafford and I'm trying to think of like a, it's got to be a real secondary type of a wideout. Like give me one.
Like Tyler Boyd, Auden Tate, somebody like that.
No, those are too good. You're not getting that. There's not Auden Tate maybe you could get. You're not getting Tyler Boyd, not remotely close. Like I don't think you can get Terry McLaurin.
you like Tyler Boyd a little bit too much, I think.
No, I don't think. I mean,
what about buying low on like Juju?
I don't see the person who owns Juju trading him for an injured Patrick Mahomes for a playoff run.
I mean, yeah.
I think you'd have to give up more. I think you'd have to give up, a low-end wide out and Patrick Mahomes to get Juju.
And I just wouldn't. You know, I'm not going to. Patrick Mahomes gets one warm-up game before going up against the Patriots. So, you know, I don't think so. That ain't going to work, Scooter.
Would you trade your Patrick Mahomes to get Sutton? If you had a, and you only had a, you didn't have a great backup quarterback, but, you know, someone that works, like a Stafford. Let's say you had a Stafford. Would you trade him for Sutton?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. So let's not talk about that because I know a lot of people in their brain, they're going to be like, well, this is silly talking about Patrick Mahomes. But I think there's a major concern, and I don't think you can trust anymore. Like, he is a freak of an athlete, and regardless if he's going up against some of the best defenses, like, he's a major problem. But I don't love that, though. That is a absolutely just a monster defensive run he's going to go up against when he actually does return, if the best case scenario comes into play.
The first thing that popped in my mind is that Randy Feitner, like the Steelers offensive coordinator, he refuses to run the quarterback sneak ever because he's afraid of injury and stuff. But I saw a tweet go out that more like the higher percentage play that players get hurt on is just any drop back for a pass. That has a better chance of getting you hurt than a quarterback sneak because you see Tom Brady do it all the time. Does a QB sneak all the time.
Well, and also if you think about the blind side, you know, the guys are, you're coming back in a, and you've got a defensive end coming from the blind side while you're in your full backdrop. I mean, that's, you're going to get smacked. You're going to get hit more than ever. I mean, the worst quarterback hits besides that type of a hit are the full-on scrambles, like the full-on scrambles where they can't get down in time. If you know how to slide in time, like Tom Brady is super cognizant of sliding. It sucks because there's an argument of people that were starting to be like, you know, oh, you said it couldn't draft Patrick Mahomes, huh? And then all of a sudden he goes down. But it affects the weapons. Let's start with the running game. And that's where we actually had a lot of focus on the ITL pod because I've been over these running backs for a while. The team does not run. Now the Patrick Mahomes is out, there's twofold. They might be forced to need to try to run more to establish because they don't have quite the same playmaking ability. They might want to go to LeSean McCoy and Damian Williams more. Matt Moore did throw 19 times in the game, completed 10 of 19, where Patrick Mahomes completed 10 of 11. Do you think the running backs are in a better spot because the offense is going to have to be a little bit more conservative with Matt Moore? And or did this game, regardless, have you concerned because McCoy did have 64 yards, but only 12 carries. Damian Williams, the most inefficient 9 carries for 7 yards on the freaking planet. The running backs are garbage, but they did run between those two backs 21 times.
At least Damian Williams also caught 2 balls for -1 yard. So he had 11 touches for 6 yards. by the way.
Yeah.
That's like, remember that Fournette Thursday game where he had negative rushing yards until he broke that 80 yarder? Like, this is the game that Damian Williams
The running
had.
Backs were already so irrelevant, though you were still holding out hope. They were so irrelevant coming into this game. And yes, they could lean on them more, but they're also a little bit less dynamic. I mean, let's not make it like they just lost everything, that they'll never be able to throw. Matt Moore can throw the ball.
And yeah, Moore has, like, I think they were saying he has 40-something starts in the NFL. Yeah, so it's not like he's completely inexperienced.
No, and if you have enough playmakers around you, you're going to be good. You're going to be safe. This might be better for Kelsey as a safety option. Maybe just a quick, I jumped ahead a little bit that I like Kelsey. But, I mean, do you think Matt Moore is enough for them to keep the offense? But it still raises my same question about these running backs. Is there anything that makes them trustworthy moving forward? Because I still don't see it.
Well, McCoy's the only guy that I would trust. I have him in a bunch of spots. He put up, 76 overall yards in this one. And I think Matt Moore is going to be good enough to still let Kelsey and Hill stretch the field. I mean, I don't think we're going to get those, that random 200-yard game out of Tyreek Hill or Kelsey Sammy? Or anything.
I mean, Sammy's been banged up, so Sammy's got to return.
I don't want Sammy. No. Yeah, I think Sammy's going to be borderline droppable in the next couple games.
I mean, DeMarcus Robinson is a stat. He had 5 targets in this game. Tyreek Hill had 5 targets. DeMarcus Robinson had 5. A reason to be excited about Matt Moore just overall as well, that Travis Kelce is getting back into it, had 8 targets in the game. Mecole Hardman got a touchdown on 3 targets, but I believe that was early with Patrick Mahomes.
It was.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of with you. They still have enough weapons. It might be overplayed that the offense can't do the same things, but if that is the case, that still doesn't make me feel any better about these running backs.
Yeah, look, I'm not sitting here pounding the table for the running backs, but I think McCoy can still be a flex option. I don't want anything to do with Damian Williams. We've seen him, in fact, we've seen him in the backfield with Matt Moore before in Miami.
Yeah, and that was horrific.
Yeah, it was bad. So I don't have any trust in Damian Williams. I have trust in McCoy, Hill, and Kelsey, and everyone else can go.
Do you think you play that narrative that Moore has familiarity with Damian Williams, that he might throw the ball a little bit more to him?
No.
Remember, Damian Williams has been more involved in the pass game than in the run game throughout the whole thing. I think, what was I saying? I think he averaged 6 targets a game that he played. He had 3 in this game. Have I ever been more right about a running back that I didn't have? I didn't have enough good informed information outside of you people are crazy for valuing Damian Williams where you are and hating him and looking at him now.
He's not good. Well, he never was good. I never sat there and claimed, oh, look, Damian Williams is a great running back.
I'm not picking on you. I'm not saying you said anything.
I understand.
I'm just saying
I was
right.
I was in on Damian Williams until they traded for McCoy, because you want the running back that's playing next to Patrick Mahomes in a draft. And until they added McCoy, that was Damian Williams. So he's not good. He's not a good back, and he's especially not going to be good without Patrick Mahomes. I think Shady still has a little bit left in him. So I like him.
RB2 or flex running back?
Flex. I don't want him as an RB2.
Okay,
maybe
I agree
you have to
with
play
you.
Him at RB2 during some bye week stuff. But
rest of season, LeSean flex. McCoy or Devin Singletary?
Devin Singletary.
Okay. You and I are in the same range. If you have to flex him, you can.
I would have said until the Mahomes injury, I would have said McCoy over Singletary.
Would've. Really?
Yeah. But not in an offense that's not going to run as efficiently. And I think Matt Moore, as ugly as it might be, but, I mean, do you want Mason Rudolph or do you want Matt Moore for this stretch through the playoffs?
Mason Rudolph or Matt Moore? Oh, damn.
I think I want Matt Moore.
Through the playoffs or through the next 5 weeks?
While Mahomes is gone.
I want Matt Moore. Because, I don't want Matt Moore during that playoff run that we just talked about with Mahomes.
No, I don't either. So
I don't even think Mason Rudolph is a guarantee
anyway.
If Mason Rudolph has a couple of rough games, they could go back to Duck Devlin.
Yeah, and that wouldn't be super surprising. I mean, like Kyle Allen or Matt Moore. I think I'd rather have Matt Moore.
I'd rather
have him over a lot of these backups. Matt Moore, Teddy Bridgewater. I think that's a good one, but I think I'd go with Teddy, but Teddy's only going to play like one more game.
Yeah, because remember,
Drew's going to be back.
Brees is playing with big balls again.
Right. God, such a ridiculous story. I hate that story so much.
He's playing he's throwing regular size football.
So, okay. Well, just let us know when he's coming back. All right. I didn't need that update. So, is also he playing this week? No. Okay. Then I don't care.
And I love that that was the update. They're just like, he's playing with the big balls now. I'm like, oh, is he? Really? You guys comfortable with this?
The regulation size. All right. They weren't even big balls. They were regular sized balls.
So then I think the big question moves to, do you agree with me? Because we've got about, oh, we got about a minute here. I guess we could finish on the other side. Do you agree with me that this is no downgrade to Travis Kelce? Because Travis Kelce hadn't even been involved to an insane amount with Mahomes to this point. You think it's enough of a downgrade where he's not?
No. It's not enough of a downgrade where you do anything with him. You don't trade him or any of that stuff. But anytime you take Mahomes away, it's a downgrade.
Sure. I feel like that might be a little bit of semantics. I'm just saying, like, I don't look at Travis Kelce now and I go, man, maybe I need to get out from under, or, you know, he doesn't have the same value he had before. I think.
Would you rather have Mark Andrews or Travis Kelce now?
Travis Kelce.
Okay.
He's still the number one tight end. What I'm trying to get, maybe this is my narrative, I think it's a little bit more of a positive because Kelce gets to play the ultimate safety net. Travis Kelce should probably be the number one option or the first check down on every single play that's going to go down. The bigger question to me is about Tyreek Hill's value. And that's what we'll talk about when we come back on the other side of the break. Here's what we got going on the show today. We are going to be going through our lines, our pick-ems, and our over-unders. We're going to do that in hour two. We got Casey Bubba on the show as hour three, as he's been doing for the last couple months. You get more Casey Bubba and some prop bets and all that type of cool stuff. And then we're going to finish up with this, and we're going to go through our DFS lineups. Apparently, we had a good week last week, so we're going to set some DraftKings and FanDuel lineups for week seven. So don't you go anywhere. More in this league coming up.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
What's up, friendos? We're back. It's In This League right here on FNTSY. If you guys want to come have fun, come on down to patreon.com/ITL Army. I did a chat on Friday. Bogman did the live stream on Thursday. We got basketball ranks that are up there. We got prospect ranks. We've got group me rooms. Jeez, we got secret shows. We've got a ton of content. You know, it's not a lot for an insider program. I do understand. And let me ask you this, Boggs, before we talk about Tyreek Hill. How is the world going to deal? And this is coming from two people that, you know, we thrive and in this league is built on our Patreon. How is the world going to thrive from the sheer amount of subscription services? Because everybody's gotten ahead of themselves. And it's kind of a trendy topic to go with.
But this is unplugging. And you know what? You just basically, you pick your favorite people and support their content. How that goes.
The cutting the cord thing is an absolute joke now because there's so much content. You pay more at this point. I mean, I shouldn't say that because
Think you do pay more.
Because you still have those with your cable.
Right. That's right. You just pay separately, yeah. Which is kind of more annoying sometimes. But, I need to put these girls through college on Instagram.
There's those. But what I'm getting, you're kind of right. And you might have already had
differences.
You might have already kind of had the answer. But there's so much. And because we're on the heels of Disney Plus coming up. AMC Theaters just dropped something. I'm watching.
When is the Disney one?
November 7th,
next month?
Yeah, next month. All and they're going to have The Mandalorian. But, like, I'm
you
on.
Text me all that?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you the login info. Bogman and I, we share the thing. But you've got, like, I'm on AMC on Sundays to watch because I have cable, but I go to watch on demand. because I don't watch anything on my TV anymore. I watch on demand The Walking Dead. And what do you do if you go a day early? Subscribe to AMC Plus and you'll get Walking Dead 48 hours early. Every single place has a subscription service, which is good for the bottom line and their models, but it's not good for the consumer because we're getting to the point where how can we do all this stuff? That's why you and I, we've been doing this for 3 years. We've been around longer on Patreon than most subscription services outside of maybe Amazon Prime and Netflix. But we want to continuously give you good content, even at just a $5 level. We give you guys so much. We want to do that. But services, they're starting to move away from that, and they're getting a little pricey. You know, Disney's going to do it smart because it's going to be like $6.99 just for their service, and that's it.
Yeah, and I have ESPN Plus, and it's like whatever, $5 more to bundle all the stuff. So it's ridiculously cheap for that. But everything else is kind of like, you know, I go and I'm like, maybe I'm interested in. You know, something on Instagram, the Welsh. I don't know what that could be.
I don't know.
I go and check out the
something
Patreon,
just like for, you know, fans of something.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Just for fans.
It would be fans only. Right?
Fans only. Yeah, exactly.
Right. That are looking at this. So, and I go and I look and I go, God damn, $30 a month?
Yeah.
For, you know, and I look and it's like, there are six pictures. And I'm like, six pictures.
I don't care what Daphne would look like with her out. What are you talking about? Here's what I'm getting at. I think
this
there's a sweet spot.
Gotta be on some torrent site, right? Yeah. Let's find it.
Yeah, you can just internet search. There's an easy thing, and people need to not get ahead of themselves. Like Netflix has had such a bad run whenever they try to raise prices, the pushback because they're getting close to like $20 right now.
Ah,
you gotta keep
a dollar.
You gotta keep it $10 and under, but give people premium options. That's what we've done with Patreon. We have a $20 level, and it's everything. If you love us and you can't get enough of us and you want to talk with us and you want to be a part of every freaking room we have and everything that's going on, all of that, then we have the top premium, but also setting and saying, hey, listen, we're going to give you plenty of stuff for $5 a month because you're doing great support. It's people making sure that they're not overpricing themselves because they're forgetting the market. And Patreon people are going to feel it. Subscription services are going to feel it. And it's on the heels of Disney coming in and just swinging their business around on everybody being like, yep, $6.99. Here you go.
Are they really? Is Disney Plus going to have all 30 years of The Simpsons?
Yeah, entire Simpsons.
Wow.
They also announced I think they have like 80% of the Marvel movies because, you know, some of them are on contracts.
Right.
Like they just got two more of them and like Endgame in December or something like that. Like they're going to have all of Marvel. They're going to have all of Star Wars. They've got Simpsons on there. They're having their original programming and it's under $10.
Yeah, I felt kind of stupid the other day because I was like, when is Endgame going to be on HBO or Netflix or something? Let's go.
Disney Plus.
And then I realized like, oh God, of course they're holding out for Disney Plus, you know, so they're going to have that in December then.
Yeah, that's the plan. I think more need to work with each other. You know, this is different. Patreon is different. Not to go into a whole tangent about this now, but like, you know, these are we and most anybody. And I know it's almost a joke now. Like if you have a podcast now, the new having a podcast is having a Patreon, but it's about supporting, you know, independent content and
right.
Do it good. There's a lot of people out there, I think, that are creating Patreons that are just like, hey, just help me out, that don't do enough stuff. And I think
they're almost like GoFundMe, some of them.
Yeah, which is fine too if you want to do that. But at the same time, like building a full model to say, like, hey, like we want you to be cool and feel good about all the same stuff that we're doing. That's why you want that. So that's a weird plug I'm doing, but I just made me think because just of all, like Disney, at least, you know, they went out and just bought everybody. So they have a bundle where you're going to be able to get like Hulu and ESPN Plus and Disney, and it's going to be like $11. And that's a lot you're going to be able to get.
Yep.
That's
looks
amazing.
Like I'm canceling my Hulu.
Yeah, I'll probably buy the full package box so you can do that whole thing. Thank you for Handmaid's Tale for the last couple months. But that's what we need more of. Except on Patreon, unless someone wants to buy us out.
Well, there should also be something where, like, you know, you just, like, they're all melded into one spot. So you can go and kind of, you know, search them all. Like you know, well, what, maybe that's a service that costs $3 a month. And maybe that's the thing that we need to make the Welsh.
Well, like a search engine?
Yeah.
Like
just
the internet?
Search engine. Yeah. Well, not the internet,
Google?
A-hole. No. I mean, like, something instead of having to bounce around between Prime and Hulu and Netflix and Disney and all these different places. So you can just kind of click on one and then it goes.
Actually, that would be cool. Like you sign
one major hub.
You
sign all the things that you want to watch with all the categories.
Oh, okay. You could sign into all of your places and then it would just be like one baseline. Yes. Roku kind of does that.
Well, I have a Roku and no, it doesn't.
Okay. So. I'm sorry. Fire Stick. My Fire Stick does that because it'll just give me suggestions and it doesn't care the platform. And I'm logged into Hulu and I'm logged into Netflix and I'm logged into my Amazon Prime and it'll just give me suggestions and I can say, hey, play this. And it'll just find it from one of my logins.
Did you see the picture I just sent you, by the way?
No, what did you send me? People, you know how much people just zoned out right now? I'm just like, what are you guys talking about? So, oh, no. Mama says it was my magic shoes. This is Patrick Mahomes talking to the doctor in Forrest Gump. They could take me back to the AFC championship.
Well, I don't even know if you noticed that the fat doctor's face is Andy Reid.
I just noticed it. It looks so good on the guy. That's a sad picture. Poor Patrick Mahomes. All right, so let's get back to it because you guys don't care about that. I was just, subscription services were on my mind because we're about to be inundated with maybe one of the biggest ones. And Netflix, they had their earnings a week ago and they just like smashed all expectations. And all anyone has been saying is Netflix is going to die. They're dead. They're not. They're doing fine.
I'm sure
all subscription. All the big ones are doing just fine. Tyreek Hill might not be so fine. That's the last one we're going to discuss in the roundup of, or the aftermath of the Chiefs, where the Chiefs, by the way, put it to the Denver Broncos. That was when it made me sad we couldn't gamble here in Arizona because I would have put a lot on Kansas City, even in the loss. And, you know, both quarterbacks, they combined going 20 for 30, under 200 yards passing, two touchdowns. Kelce had the 8 targets. Tyreek Hill, only 5 targets in the game, 3 catches, 74 yards, and a touchdown with a long of 57. So the question is, I'm not worried about Kelce. I don't think the running game takes a big boost too much. Maybe they lean on it a little bit, which is good for LeSean McCoy. But are you worried about Tyreek Hill? Because Tyreek Hill was viewed as like a top 5 wide receiver overall, and people were getting some values on him due to the injury. But now you lose Patrick Mahomes.
I think I'm less worried about Tyreek Hill than I probably should be, just because, you know, with him, you know, you force feed him the ball. You know, you give him 7 to 8 targets a game. He's usually going to bust one for a huge game. And if he gets in the end zone, that's an added plus, of course. And that's exactly what he did with Matt Moore last night. So I'm not super worried about him at all. So it's kind of, you know, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't even know how to explain it. I think he's going to be fine. I wouldn't put him in the top 5, but I think he's going to be a wide receiver 1 most weeks, even with Matt Moore.
So, I mean, is he somebody that maybe you want to go buy on when there's fear? There's, you know, there's blood in the water, the proverbial blood in the water. So you want to attack?
Yes, 100%. I would absolutely go buy on him. But I also wanted to ask you this question, which I feel like I'm making it all about this guy recently, but would you rather have rest of season? Are you ready, the Welsh?
I'm not sure.
LeSean McCoy or Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon.
Not close.
It's close because Joe Mixon is a major problem right now. Not a
and
fan.
I feel terrible.
And I feel terrible for all the leagues that I own him in right now.
I feel terrible.
He is a problem. And but I just don't believe in Kansas.
He's still more talented than McCoy is at this point in their career.
But also, it's been about that offense, man. Kansas City's offense is explosive. They just lost their biggest playmaker, which I'm not saying, you know, that, you know, he just supersedes all the talent. But, you know, where there are mistakes, he's able to rectify those. You take him out, and you've already got a running game that doesn't want to run the ball. They're splitting the carries between the two, and they're not effective. I just can't vote on LeSean McCoy moving forward. Where Joe Mixon is a huge, huge of a bust of an issue right now, but I'd rather buy low on him than have to pay medium price, because I bet the price on between those two is pretty close.
What about LeSean McCoy or Miles Sanders?
Jesus. You know what? I think I'd gamble on LeSean McCoy rest of year. And that one I don't like. What about you? Where are you on that? What about you?
I think I'm LeSean McCoy on that one. I think I'm still Joe Mixon, by the way. I just it's funny to get different people's feelings on Joe Mixon. Of course, I knew yours, so I figured you would pick him still. But I think there's a lot of people that would go McCoy at this point. But it's kind of weird that some of these running backs are melding into more of the glob than, you know, there's like globs of RB1, RB2, and then everybody else that touches the ball.
You're saying glob just sounds gross right now.
You don't like it when I say glob?
No, there's something about you saying glob that's not sitting well.
No, glob is not good coming from me, but I say John Lobb all the time. You don't have a problem with that.
No, I like John Lobb.
I just don't like when globs. I say glob.
No, don't like globs.
Glob.
Anti-glob is what I'm getting at.
God.
Anti-glob.
So I just, you know, this situation, I'm a buy on Kelsey. I'm a buy on Hill. I'm neutral on Kelsey. I'm fine with McCoy. I'm not going out. I know some people will probably dump him, but, I'm not dumping him. I think Damian Williams is an okay drop at this point.
Yeah, I completely agree with the Damian Williams. And, you know, we've been saying that for a while. I could not be more over him. So, you know, the repercussion's pretty big from a Thursday night game. Nothing else to break through as far as a breakdown the rest of these guys. I'm interested in Demarcus Robinson the rest of the year. It's been your guy. But on Denver's end, ooh, any concerns on how Philip Lindsay and Royce Freeman work together? I mean, Philip, I saw a lot of backlash. Brad Evans was getting hit up pretty big on Friday.
Brad Evans. Yahoo Fantasy Sports.
Because Philip Lindsay was viewed by so many as this, like, massive RB1, and he didn't return that value, so people were pretty up in arms about it. But I just don't see how anyone gets up in arms, because the Denver situation is literally no different than the Kansas City situation, except you're guaranteed to get an even split with actual carries in Denver where you're not in Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, it was 14-12 in Freeman's favor this time. And I bet the snap count has always been, you know, it's like 53-47% one way or the other. Lindsay was good. Lindsay was getting in the end zone more than Freeman. Freeman got the touchdown this game. So they're an even split. I'll say this, it's uncomfortable on a week-to-week basis to start Lindsay. And I had to in a bunch of spots this week because no James Conner. So I'm already behind the eight ball. You know, 32 total yards is not a great start. But luckily I have Cortland Sutton all over the place, and he had 6 for 87. So I'm good with him. Joe Flacco looked pathetic. I've never seen Joe Flacco look as bad as he did in last night's game. And I mean, he hung Lindsay out to dry on one of those, but he got sacked 8 times. Mm-hmm. So it's not that surprising. It's 8 or 9 times, and that's the record in that series. And they played 118 games, Kansas City and Denver. So
pretty amazing. That is pretty freaking amazing.
Just sad. Just sad.
How do you think DFS is going to treat Kansas City moving forward?
Badly. I mean, you know, maybe the prices get a little bit better for Hill and Kelsey. I don't see much change, though. And McCoy hasn't been that much anyway, because he hasn't been seeing the end zone. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be great for DFS moving forward.
I feel
forward,
like you're so. About to drop a that's all I have to say about that. On
that's
me.
All
like,
I have to say about that.
I had a player do that the other day. I don't think anyone caught it. It was in my interview with Tampa Bay Rays' Josh Lowe. It was a great interview. Super nice guy. And we're just kind of like sitting back behind, you know, the batting cage and, or the, you know, whatever the thing they put out on the home plate. And we're just sitting there talking. And I remember what I asked him, but he was kind of going through an answer. And he was trying to give me like,
man,
and
Bubba's going to be shrimping boat captain.
Well, he was just trying to give me like an articulate answer. But then he was done and he literally went, he's like, yeah, that's all I have to say about that. And
what, were you still staring at him after he finished clearly talking? Were you like mouth open or something?
No.
Like, well, how can he spit that out?
Well, he did. Like, you know? we were kind of going, and you know me, like I'll try to save somebody, you know, if I can tell they're kind of losing the conversation. So I was ready to kind of jump in and start doing something, but then, you know, he wanted to finish it and he was just like, that's all I have to say about that. And I wanted to do the thing. I wanted to be like, that's all I have to say about that.
Lieutenant Dan Ice Cream.
Lieutenant Dan. That's all Lieutenant I wanted to Dan. Do. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it because that would have been rude. Would have felt rude. don't you think?
Yeah, you saved it for me, you dick.
That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, of course that's all you have to say. Give me your goddamn DraftKings lineup. Let's go.
Well, we got to go to break, so we can't do that now. So we are going to have to pack two sets of lineups in the last segment. So we're going to do that because we want to get in here in hour one. We also need to pull up, let's pull up Drew's thing because I think we both made some money. We're still not good on the year, but I think we made some money last week. Lost a lot of money?
No, I mean, I don't think he plays us in anything but the quarter tournament.
So. He did say, he's like, let's get a tournament going. Okay, we'll get a tournament going, so we're going to set some lineups. So don't go anywhere. More in this league coming up, DFS and FanDuel lineups. Rocket.
For the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast, SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Break it down.
All right, friendos, we're back. What is up? It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. That is Scott Bogman, who you can hear on Saturdays today if you're listening live on FNTSY talking college fantasy football. I am Chris Welsh. You can hear me talking to every freaking prospect in baseball that's out here in the Arizona Fall League over on the Prospect One podcast. And if you search In This League, boy, you're going to find a lot of shows because that's where Bogman and I reside on lots and lots of content. But we are believers of the conversation of fantasy sports, and if you guys dig it, just subscribe to the podcast. And you want to go further, come check us out over on Patreon. I love our listeners. I had a listener, our boy Slezak, who is the official hype man of the ITL, and he hit me up in a DM, and he goes, we're playing each other in our ITL Champs League this week, Boggs. And he goes, all right, I want to make a bet because we're playing against each other. If I win, you've got to do
You run naked through the halls.
Never happening. Can you imagine?
That's not it.
Can you imagine? I don't like seeing
myself. I try not to.
When I see myself naked, I immediately have to go take Prozac. Like, it is super, super difficult. So, I don't want my wife to see me. Can you imagine, like, the public? I'm not Bert Kreischer. I can't just take my shirt off and be like, hey, everybody, it's a good time. Like, no. There's going to be a bad ending.
Can
with
you get spiked with MDMA from your friends, though?
No, I would never talk again if I did. But the bet is, in the Champs League, if I lose, he says I have to give more coverage to the Reds over at their ballpark, which I live near, which I may not live as near by that time, but I'll talk about the Reds more. And if he loses, he has to upgrade in the Army from sergeant
with a double D
to lieutenant. Now, I probably
lieutenant
should have had
Slezak.
Hello. I probably should have had a caveat that, like, you have to stay lieutenant for a while, but it's fine. You know, if he stays for 1 month, I'll talk about one prospect, that type of stuff. How about that? So we got a bet going on, and we like to keep it fun. We like to keep it rocking. So that's what ITL is all about. So you know where you can support us if you're into it. It is DFS time, and we got to pack it all into this segment here. So I know we don't want to focus on the past here, Bogman, but our boy...
Not here to talk about the past.
We're not, but so. Drew did tweet at us that, what was it? I'll get winning break. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Here was the last one. He said, dollar. See, Bogman, you're wrong. Dollar bills, y'all. Played good this week. It says, you're so close in point totals, both cashed in FanDuel.
Oh,
By the way, DK is full PPR and plus 3 point bonus for 100 yards, 100 reception, 300 passing, blah, blah, blah. FanDuel is only half. I don't know. He's just letting us know that the bonuses in DraftKings, but we both cashed in FanDuel and apparently didn't cash in DraftKings. So on the year.
Finally, you know, it's like the one time we cashed in FanDuel because we're always saying how much better we feel about our FanDuel lineup.
It's
so,
exactly right. Yeah. But we're both still negative in the money right now.
Well,
you less than me.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Must have had a good week in that FanDuel one, I guess, then. So, because I think you've cashed a couple times. I think that was my first one.
Yeah, you actually had a big week. It looks like, I think that might be week three. You had a big DraftKings week that I think is holding you over. But this past week, we both made some decent money. We doubled up our money. So I think it's tournament style this week. So shout out to our boy, Mr. Boom Shakalaka on Twitter, Drew, who is always winning all the internet points. He supports us by taking our lineups, playing them in low variance games, which he's very smart about, and seeing if some money can be made. So he is having so much fun. We're doing the same. So let's set some lineups and let's start with DraftKings. What do you got?
All right. So my quarterback for DraftKings this week, one of the highest over the games. You'll hear how much I like it when we do our picks. I got Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes at home against the Cardinals. Even with Peterson coming back, I don't care.
I like that
at all. So let's go Danny Dimes. My running back.
I thought about
here,
him, by the way. I just want to give you an I thought about putting him in lineups, but I didn't end up doing it.
Long and hard you thought about it, but couldn't pull the trigger.
Yeah.
I went with one of the best rated running backs of the week in Dalvin Cook against Detroit at 8,000, very expensive. And then I saved a little bit of money, but I went with your boy Tevin Coleman at 5,600. So just over the poverty line for Tevin Coleman. And then my wideouts, I went Larry, of course. Love that game. 6,100 on him. 5,500 on Allen Robinson. The Welsh mentioned it on the ITL podcast. Yes, he is going to be followed around by Lattimore, but he's going to take a lot of snaps out of the slot as well, and Lattimore doesn't do that.
Nope. I think it was 4% of the time Lattimore comes out of the comes off of the edges and goes into the slot. So he follows the edge guys. He doesn't come inside. So Allen Robinson, let's go.
Doesn't come inside. DK Metcalf at 4,800. I've got him. Did I get you on that one?
There's a lot of jokes in there that you could. I want to pull Metcalf, them all out, though.
4,800. Yeah, he's tough to stop, too, because Will Disley. I think Metcalf is going to see increased targets this week. So hopefully they get Marcus Peters out on the field and on DK Metcalf. That'd be great for me. I love that. And then Mark Andrews for Baltimore against Seattle. That game, it wasn't one of the highest of the week, but it was 48, so it was in the top half. So they expect a lot of points to be scored in that game. And no Marquise Brown again, it's looking like. So Mark Andrews, the number one target there. My flex, I went with one of your guys, the Welsh. So I'm going to hold it against you if it doesn't pan out.
Who's one of my guys? Is it Devin Singletary?
It's not. It's a 5,900 guy. Look in that group.
Melvin Gordon.
That's it. Hey. Melvin Gordon. 5,900. I just think he's a decent buy. It's not that I love Melvin Gordon this week. I think with the money I had left over, that was about what I could get. And then with my defense, I went with the Chargers against this Ryan Tannehill. 3,100. Normally I'd want to play the Patriots or whoever's playing the Dolphins, but too expensive this week. I went a little bit cheaper and Chargers D. So going through it again, Daniel Jones, Dalvin Cook, Tevin Coleman, Larry Fitzgerald, Allen Robinson, DK Metcalf, Mark Andrews, Melvin Gordon, Chargers defense.
I like it. All right. On the DK, I went with an expensive quarterback opposite of you. I went with Lamar Jackson versus Seattle this week at 6,800, spending up for some QBs. I went, I'm trying to think if there's not really a storyline to how I built this, but I wanted Leonard Fournette in my lineup. So I went with Leonard Fournette at 7,000 against Cincinnati. Thank you very much. I guess I probably, it's one of those, I'm looking at this, I'm like, where the hell did I spend all my money? Because I went a little bit cheaper at running back with Devontae Freeman, but 5,400 up against, which I know it's a Rams defense, but this should be a high powered thing and Atlanta's going to be from behind. So I
their defense hasn't been nearly as good as it was last year.
And just give me Devontae Freeman. Wideouts, three favorites this week. I've got DJ Chark up against Cincinnati at 6,000. Thank you. Allen Robinson as well, 5,500. And just on Friday, given the healthy tag, taking off those questions, John Brown against Miami, 5,500. Give me John Brown all day long. At tight end, I went with Darren Waller, 4,700. So I went a little bit more expensive here and on defense because I'm taking the 49ers defense against Washington. And then I played kind of a what do I have left, and I had around 5,000 left. So I picked up Josh Jacobs versus Green Bay for my flex. So my lineup again is Lamar Jackson, Leonard Fournette, Devontae Freeman, DJ Chark, Allen Robinson, John Brown, Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs, and 49er D. It's not sexy, but boy, do I think I have everything covered across the board.
It's funny because I have a lot of those guys in my FanDuel lineup.
My FanDuel lineup, so. I think, has some of your DK as well. We tend to end up doing that. So, all right, let's go take a look then. What do you got on the FanDuel?
On FanDuel, my quarterback is Jared Goff at 7,800 against Atlanta. You know, you have to pay up for quarterback anyway on FanDuel, so why not get a good one? And I think Jared Goff is a huge bounce back this week. I have Leonard Fournette at 7,900 up against those Bengals. I think that's a great buy. I think only a smart, handsome, and ridiculously funny host would pick Leonard Fournette for their DFS lineups. That's just how it works.
Couldn't agree more.
So, and then I also... the same rules apply to anyone who would put Josh Jacobs in a lineup like I did in my FanDuel lineup as well at 6,700. My wideout's a little bit better here. I spent up.
My shtick as I started mine is I was going cheap-ass running backs. I went expensiver wideouts, but then I was able to readjust and my running backs ended up being expensive. Absolutely love the FanDuel lineup. Sorry, go ahead.
I spread the love here. Allen Robinson again, you know, 7,000. New Orleans, not the greatest at stopping the pass, they're 23rd. Tyler Lockett, so I'm reaching back into that Seattle game. I had Metcalf in my DK. I've got Lockett over here at FanDuel. And Kenny go all day against the Vikings, putting up a great performance last week. Can he keep going? My tight end is Austin Hooper, 6,600, a little bit more of an expensive tight end, but he has been so good for Atlanta, and they should be playing from behind against the Rams, highest over the week, all that good stuff. And then Tevin Coleman is my flex. I had him in DK as well, and I went the other side of that Titans-Chargers game for my defense and FanDuel. I went with the Chargers defense because they're very cheap, the Titans defense because they're very cheap at 4,200. So that would be Goff, Fournette, Josh Jacobs, Allen Robinson, Tyler Lockett, Kenny Golladay, Austin Hooper, Tevin Coleman, and Tennessee defense.
We have three matches in this, three of the same. Can you guess
who we... You sunk my battleship.
Yeah, exactly. Can you guess who we have the same?
Fournette.
Nope. I wanted to, but I went different here.
Goff
is one.
Golladay.
Nope. Hooper. Now you're just process elimination. All right,
Hooper.
No. All right, no. So now I'll go through.
Is it Titans defense?
You're literally getting nobody Coleman? Right.
Is it Josh Jacobs?
All right,
it's got to be Jacobs.
Here we go. I've also got Jared Goff. Tempted to put him in the last one, so I got him in here, 7,800, and I believe he was like the fifth most expensive quarterback. So, I mean, he's probably going to be pretty excessively played, so love him. You know, do you think a better tournament play might be a guy like a Josh Allen?
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
I feel like Goff is the play.
Josh Allen. Too many people are going to have
Josh Allen. Yeah, maybe. Well, because he's not even that cheap, by the way.
Yeah.
There you go. Daniel Jones might be bigger. All right, who cares? My two running backs, one that I brought back in, I brought Dalvin Cook in, 8,300, more on the expensive side. I think you had him in the other one. I also have Tevin Coleman, so that's number two where we match up, 6,200. Wideouts where I spent, I've got DeAndre Hopkins at 8,000 up against Indy, Cooper Kupp against Atlanta, because yes, you could justifiably put all the Rams wideouts in here at 7,800. And then I put your boy Larry in. Larry, 5,600 against the Giants. Tight end, I just had to do a gimme, and I took Jason Witten just for hopefully red zone touchdown or something like that. But I have the Tennessee Titans defense. And then I was able to get in Todd Gurley at flex, 7,100, because he was practicing on Friday. So hopefully I can get a couple cheap touchdowns in there. There's definitely some adjustments. I mean, the tight end is where I felt the least good, because originally I think I had Mark Andrews in here. But to then get Todd Gurley in, I had to go cheap at tight end. And your best options are Jack Doyle, Jason Witten, your boy Forrester. I mean, it's just not great. I mean, Dallas Goedert.
My boy, who?
Who's your boy? Forrester Moreau?
Foster Moreau.
Foster? Why am I saying Forrester?
I thought that, like, there
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, Foster.
There is an Alabama tight end, Miller Forrester.
There's
and
a,
I was like,
a bourbon
I,
called
I think,
old Forrester.
Or it might be Forrestall. I can't remember, but I was like, is he talking about college tight ends? I haven't even got there yet.
Thinking of bourbon. So. Old Forrester. Old Forrester.
Everybody needs a drink in the middle of the day, especially the Welsh.
Good old single barrel. That's right. I bought my first bottle of bourbon in God knows how long the other day.
Damn.
I know. Can you believe it? I've been drinking all them Scottsdale blondes. I just... we've been so inundated with stuff, and I've been just nothing but paying down debt things. I was like, I got to treat myself. And I finally bought a bottle of bourbon. I think it literally has been 6 months since I bought a
treat
bottle
yourself.
Of bourbon. Somebody, I got one as a gift, which was nice. And I've been sipping on that, and I bought myself a bourbon. So I'm very proud. So if anyone wants to buy me a bourbon, at the Welsh
or
on
Chris
Venmo.
Berman.
Yeah, or Berman.
Venmo.
yeah, so that's my stupid lineup. I went through it. So, but that's yeah,
one more time. Hit me with it one more time.
All right. Over.
Venmo, the Welsh.
Almost threw up there. Doing the Berman. Isn't he back?
I was like, that's a weird pause.
Yeah, I was losing my voice there. Isn't he back with Tom Jackson on the streaming?
Yeah, but I don't watch that.
Can you imagine if they did that?
You know, it's funny because I was getting nostalgic the other day, and I actually felt like I missed that. What I really meant was I missed enjoying that. It's just like because I can watch it again, and I could just see my face being like that.
Miss being dumb.
That judgmental face. Totally. Yeah, exactly. But that was all we had. We didn't have another. There wasn't other options. That was the highlight. You watch primetime. That's all you got.
Now, you're right about that. Like, it's definitely something that's so unique to getting older, the nostalgia. It's something that's almost mind-boggling. Like,
it's like they're doing this 100 most interesting characters, and they're doing all of this Hank Stram stuff. And it's like, I saw that stuff on NFL films. That was like all the NFL films that we had was all that stuff from the 60s when we were kids growing up. It was the Autumn Winds and the Niners stuff and the Steelers stuff and all that. Like, I've seen all that stuff before. Give us new stuff.
But isn't it amazing? Like, I mean, maybe you're not quite there. Maybe it's as a father and someone who's dealt with versions of, like, you know, mid or half or whatever, you know, 3/4 life crisis type of things, that you go back and look at, like, who you were, and you think about, like, what you were just saying. I remember a time liking Chris Berman, but then I look now and I get nostalgic, and then I go, well, who was I? what person was I? And I look back at, like, you can almost, like, reflectively look back and be like, that version of me was stupid. Like, that was
a dumb
person.
We call
that
being a person. Right. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're a father or not. That's just like, you look back at stuff when it's, 15, years ago or whatever. Like, my mom was telling me something. She's like, well, you used to do this when you worked at the grocery store. I'm like, Mom, that was 20 years ago.
And I was a horrible person.
Yeah, and I was 16.
And dumb.
that's probably something I did when I was an idiot. So,
But I'm totally smart now, and I get it all now.
Right. Like, no way I'm living another 20 years. But when you reflect back in 20 years, and you say, God, how dumb was I working with Bogman? That was stupid. That set me back so long. Thank God he's dead now.
That's what I'm going to say. Think of the choice. Think of the things I passed up for Bogman. Think of all that, right?
All those great options. There was like,
there's that one
other option.
That thing. Right. The thing over there. Yeah.
And that was it.
That was it. Just live with the thing. And I don't know if I'll be living 20 years. I looked at my stomach the other day and I was like, well, this doesn't work. So this is going to have to be fixed. Luckily, it's coming up to the holidays where we can justifiably be like, I'll wait till January. that's when we lose weight, right?
Well, you're not going to lose weight. By the way, Alvin Kamara officially ruled out just now.
And Davante Adams officially ruled out as well.
Yeah. I mean, no surprise on Adams, but Kamara was kind of up in the air.
Yeah, officially out. But no, I mean, usually it's like, I'll wait till Monday. As soon as October hits, it's like, I'll wait till January 1st. I'll do that whole bit. So, all right, don't go anywhere. Those are our DFS lineups. When we come back, we are going to go through the lines. We're going to see how we did last week, see what type of disaster that's been, how we've been doing on the year. And we are going to pick all the over-unders and pick the games for the Lions and see how good the gambling looks. And then in hour 3, Casey Bell is coming up. So don't you go anywhere. More in this league right around the corner.